Welcome to the Phidias Exhibition. This is the first monographic exhibition dedicated to the great Athenian sculptor, whose name is inextricably linked to the Parthenon, the temple that symbolizes ancient Greece. I will be guiding you through the exhibition's six sections, retracing not only the sculptor's career, but also his influence over the art of the centuries that followed and down until the modern era, through archaeological finds, printed material, drawings, paintings, and of course, sculptures. Before we begin our tour, I suggest going up the steps by the entrance to admire a work of truly imposing size, attributed to the French painter and draftsman Jacques Carré. Just imagine, it is 1674, and the Ottoman Turks have dominion over the city of Athens. The Parthenon, after having been used for centuries as a church, has now been transformed into a mosque. We see its tall minaret rising over the Acropolis, itself now a stronghold occupied by private dwellings. A French embassy led by the Marquis de Nointel, shown leaning on his walking stick in the foreground and wearing a traditional Turkish kaftan and a red fur-lined overcoat, is welcomed by two Turkish officials. The scene is attended by two Muslim women and a Greek woman, children, Ottoman bodyguards on horseback, and military and civilian processions scattered through the fields. The ambassador, however, is followed by artists and writers. One of them is Jacques Carré, whose works include a series of drawings of the Parthenon sculptures. Now it's time to enter Villa Caffarelli and begin our exhibition itinerary. Enjoy your visit.